And if you take it and boil it and then hang it up, or put it in vinegar maybe, and then hang it up in a piece of cheesecloth or something and let all the fluid drain out.
Like cheese, cottage cheese.
Is that ever called anything else?
Well, cottage cheese, about all I know. The whey is the watery stuff that comes off of it. But I leave cottage cheese at me hot.
Have you ever heard that called smearcase around here?
No, never heard of that.
That's probably farther.
It's possible.
East, maybe.
What'd you say?
Smearcase.
No, I never heard of that.
Maybe some of those Amish or Amish.
Yeah, could be.
Say that.
Yeah, that might be more of a Dutch name or something.
Does your wife ever take fruit and bake it up into a pie that she cooks in a deep dish?
Yeah, the cobbler.
Uh-huh. She make anything to pour over her cobbler?
Well, usually not a fruit cobbler. Just would eat ice cream over it. You referring to a dip or something like that?
Yeah, a dip would be something you'd pour over it.
Don't believe she ever did over a fruit cobbler. It has to be whipped cream.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be whipped cream.
It'd make it good and rich, wouldn't it? She ever make bread pudding?
No, never did. I've heard about that. But
rice pudding?
Yeah, makes rice pudding.
Does she? How do you eat that?
Well, now, she did make bread pudding. I was thinking about blood pudding.
Oh.
That's when I was back here talking about butchering.
Oh, boy.
You know what blood pudding is?
It's curdled with blood.
Yes, it gets blood from the butcher and makes some kind of pudding. Now, we never did do that, but she has made bread pudding and rice pudding, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
What do? Put milk over the top of it, or?
Well, it's made with milk, all right. It's got quite a bit of milk in it, and it's just kind of a pudding itself. I don't guess you'd put anything on it.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be similar to that little dish we had for dessert up there at Thomas. So mm-hmm. See, that was butterscotch.
Well, it was full of air, wasn't
yeah.
it?
Pudding of some sort, or this other would be rice or bread pudding.
Well, what would you call food that you'd eat between meals?
Snack.
And in the morning, when your wife goes in the kitchen, what's the first thing she does?
Well, probably puts on the coffee pot. We don't drink coffee, but it'd be the tea. Of course, turn the stove on where it used to be, we'd build a fire, you see.
Mm-hmm. And if you wanted a drink, what would you get?
Yeah, the dipper.
Uh-huh. Or if you went in the kitchen?
It'd be the turn on the faucet, you know.
And what would you get your water in?
Cup. Glass.
Mm-hmm. You ever call a glass a tumbler when you were
yeah,
born?
Yeah, that's a tumbler. Tumbler's the one that sets up on a little stand in it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's a goblet. Very fine. Don't get me on my etiquettes too much here.
And, if you're asking somebody to eat with you and he comes over and stands around the table, what do you tell him to do?
Sit down.
And then when he sits down there and sort of fumbles around, say,
help yourself.
If someone offers you food and you don't want it, what would you tell him?
Nobody would care for it.
And food that you've eaten one day and then you have the next day?
You're tired of it.
Well, what would you call it? You say, we're having